In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Page 9, volume 12, 12, 18, 20. My Jesus, while I am clinging to you, I want to prove to you my love, my gratitude, and everything which the creature has the duty to do, because you have created our Immaculate Queen Mama, the most beautiful one, the holiest one, the portent of grace, excelling her with all gifts, and make it Our Lady also our mother. And I do this in the name of each creature, past, present, and future, and I want to seize each act of the creature, each word, each thought, each heartbeat, each step, and to tell you in each one of them that I love you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you for all that you have done in your celestial mama and mine. So here is a prayer that we can pray every day. Now, it's a beautiful prayer, thanking God for Mary and also doing our round of creation in every thought, word, and deed of every creature to give to God the I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you, so that our God is thanked and praised and loved by every human being, past, present, and future. So again, this is a beautiful thing that our God is giving us, and that is to begin to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Jesus enjoyed my act, but so much that he said to me, "My daughter, I was anxiously awaiting this act of yours in the name of all human generations. My justice and my love felt the need of this return, because great are the graces which descend upon everyone for having enriched my mama so much, they have never had a word, a thank you to say to me." So here, you know, how often have we thanked God for Mary? Okay? In the name of everyone and everything. See, our job is to repair for everybody. See, let's look at your family, those that are away from the church, away from God, away from you know, living a life that is holy. Now, we love them, and we want them back, but we are called not only to pray for them, pray in their name, but to pray in the name of every person, past, present, and future. So that's why it's so essential to link ourselves to Louisa, so that we can do what Jesus has asked her to do. See, that's one of the things that I found over the years, that people talk about the divine will, but they don't talk about Louisa. This is her gift. She is the little newborn. She is the firstborn of the divine will. And as we link ourselves to Louisa, we then can begin to put into effect everything that Jesus tells Louisa. See, when we read this, when we read the volumes, Jesus says, you must do this. Now, he is talking to Louisa. So if we are not linked to Louisa, we can't embrace this. But if we are linked to Louisa, if we call on Louisa, we pray to Louisa, we go to Louisa, we plead with Louisa, the holy cards we have here, you know, by Father Bucci, it's powerful. Many, many people have been healed. Why? Because they prayed to Jesus and Mary through the intercession of Louisa. Healing spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. All these healings are occurring because God, our God wants us to know who this little daughter of the divine will is. And so, again, we begin to thank God, to praise God, to love God, to glorify God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. How wonderful this is. When we pray, God hears all mankind praying with our voice. All those that have lived and are gone, all those that are living, and all those that are yet to live, God hears their voices with our voice. So it's not like Mother Teresa. You don't go out and pick up one baby at a time and bring the baby to the orphanage. We pick up everybody, all mankind, and present it to the throne of God. How powerful is that? See, that's not a human act. See, when we do everything with Jesus and Mary, it's they that are doing it, and we're just repeating it, redoing it, as if they were doing it again. So how glorious is this? use this, you know, this passage here as a special prayer that you can pray in front of the Blessed, in front of the Blessed Mother in church. Volume 12, 1:10-21. I ask the first yes in my fiat of my dear Mama. And oh, the power of Our Lady's fiat in my divine will. As soon as the divine fiat met with the fiat of Mary, my Mama, the two became one. My fiat raised Mary, divinized Mary, overshadowed Mary with no human intervention, conceived me, Jesus, the Son of God. Only in my fiat could Our Lady conceive me. My fiat communicated to Our Lady immensity, divine infinity, divine fecundity in a divine manner, and therefore the immense, eternal, infinite one could be conceived in Mary. As soon as Mary said, fiat mihi, not only did she take possession of me, God, but she overshadowed all creatures and all created things. Our Lady felt within herself the life of all creatures, and from that moment, Our Lady began to act as the mother and queen of all. How many portents does this yes, this fiat of Mary, not contain? If I, God, wanted to tell them all, you would never stop listening. Now, I ask for a second fiat, yes, in my divine will of you, Louisa. And you, Louisa, though trembling, pronounced it. This yes, this fiat in my volition, will accomplish its portents. It will have its divine fulfillment. You, Louisa, follow me. Plunge yourself more deeply into the immense sea of my divine will, and I, God, will take care of everything. My Mama did not think about how I would manage to incarnate myself in her. She just said, fiat mihi, and I, God, took care of how to be incarnated, and so you will do the same. We see, Louisa gives her fiat, and everything can happen. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, because of Louisa's fiat, everything is complete. Everything is done. All that needs to be done, Jesus says, is to know this. So as you get to know this, as you get to closer to Louisa, as you draw closer to this little newborn, as you draw closer to the little daughter of the divine will, everything's being accomplished. The divine will is reigning in the midst of creatures. The divine will is reigning in the midst of your family, in the midst of your neighbors, in the midst of your co-workers, in the midst of your parishioners. The divine will is reigning. Why? Because it's reigning in you. Okay, Jesus is beginning to possess you, and you are beginning to possess Jesus. So again, he says, everything, all Our Lady said was fiat, and God did 100% of the work. Now he says to Louisa, give me your fiat, and I will do everything. So this is why St. Louis de Montfort says that in the final days there will be the greatest saints in the history of the world, the history of the church, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. You see how glorious this is? This is spectacular. God is beginning to do something that's going to astonish the whole universe. And he's done this first in Louisa, and now he wants to do this in us. And therefore, to be linked to Louisa, you have to read, you have to study, you have to put this into practice. Again, it's essential. Our God wants you to possess this. But again, he gives us our freedom to do what we want. That's the sad part. I think that's the most frightening thing. We can use our free will to choose hell. He gave the devil hell because that's what the devil wanted. You know, we have to choose God. We have to choose life. We have to choose to live in this will being linked to Louisa, in his will by being linked to Louisa. But he needs our fiat. He needs our fiat to do that. Volume 12, 1:17-21. My daughter, the fiat is all full of life and even more. It is life itself, and that is why all lives and all things come from within the fiat. Okay, so like I said before, Jesus tells Louisa, when he hears the word fiat, he goes into ecstasy. Why? Because fiat is full of life, that's God. And even more, it is life itself, that's God. And this is why all the lives and all things that come from within the fiat of God. Creation came out from my fiat. Therefore, in each created thing, one can see the mark of the fiat. Redemption came out of the fiat. Mihi of my dear mama, pronounced in my volition and carrying the same power of my creative fiat. Therefore, there is nothing in redemption which does not contain the mark of the fiat mihi of Mary, my mama. Even if my very humanity, my steps, my words, my works were marked by Our Lady's fiat mihi, my pains, my wounds, my thorns, my cross, my blood had the mark of Our Lady's fiat mihi, because things carry the mark of the origin from which they come. I remember when we were in the seminary, the priest asked us, do we have a relic of Our Lady? And everybody goes, no, we don't have a relic. She was assumed into heaven. We don't have a relic of Our Lady. And he goes, think, do you have a relic of Our Lady? And we all went, and he goes, when you receive Holy Communion, you receive body of her body, blood of her blood, bone of her bone. He says, when you go to Holy Communion, you also receive Our Lady. And we have to become aware of this. And what that did was help us understand that Jesus and Mary are one. Jesus and Mary, Jesus the Savior, Mary the Mother and Queen, Jesus the King and Ruler, Mary the Mother and Queen, and the new Adam and the new Eve. And our God wants us to participate in this life. So again, how glorious is this, that our God is showing us how important the Blessed Mother is with her fiat mihi. Let it be done to me as you say. See, she when the angel came up to her and said, you are going to be the mother of God, basically, she says, how can this be? The phrase that's not understood is, I want to please God, but I don't know man. See, it's that desire. How can this be? I want to please God, but I don't know man. I'm a virgin forever. And then the angel said, it was by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's other souls who respond to God like Zechariah. The angel said, you'll be the father of the child, John the Baptist. And he goes, yeah, sure. My wife is this old. I'm this old. Yeah, we're going to have a kid. And the angel said, you will be mute. That was his punishment. You will be mute. And so we can respond to God in two ways. We can respond to God like Our Lady. Let it be done to me as you say. I want to please God, but I don't know how this is going to happen. Or we can respond as Zechariah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, God wants to do this. Then we'll be punished. See, what I've seen with the divine will is many souls entering into the divine will, wanting the divine will, but then they'll come to a point where they question. And they go, I don't know about this. As soon as that's there, God backs off. God says, I'm not going to push you. And a lot of souls become like a stick in the mud. They say, I agree with this, but I don't agree with that. And I don't agree with this, and I don't agree with that. And maybe I can agree with it. God can't give them any more. See, the fiat is, let it be done as you say. The fiat is, I want to please God, show me how. And those that become a stick in the mud, and I've seen this in my prayer group, and I started my prayer group in 86. I saw 77 people come and go from my prayer group. And they always came with a question, and they always left with a question. They couldn't give their fiat. Will you prove to me where? Will you show me where? Tell me where? How does this work? And I look at them, I go, you're not going to last long. And they don't. But I've seen souls come in, beautiful souls who say, I love this, I want this. And they advance very, very quickly to heights that are unbelievable. See, God is looking. God does not want a question. He doesn't want a doubt. He doesn't want us to have a choice. It's fiat. Let it be done as you say. See, this is what the Lord is looking for. If we have questions, if we have doubts, if we have worries, fears, anxiety, again, that's not the divine will. And everybody that's come into my prayer group with a question, all of them left with a question. See, the fiat is what God loves. See, that's submission, surrender, docility to God. Those are three words that are hated today, especially by women, unfortunately. I will not obey. I will not serve. I will not surrender. And see, with God, it's total docility. Lord, you do with me as you will. I am nothing. I am yours at your command. Whatever you wish, I wish. See, this is what God loves, because when he sees that, he says, you're really willing to give up your freedom? You're really, really willing to give up your free choice of anything? And you say, Lord, I only want what you want. And he goes, good. Now I can use you. It's like Peter falling at the feet of Jesus. When Peter fell at the feet of Jesus, he says, leave me, Lord, I am a sinful man. And God goes, good. Now you know the truth. Now I'm going to use you. See, it's that surrender, that docility, that submission is what God loves. Lucifer said, I will not serve, I will not obey. God says, fine, what do you want? Lucifer said, I want hell, then it's yours. For all eternity. So God says to us, I want to give you a share in my divinity. And our response should be, let it be done as you say. Total surrender. I want what you want, God. And so this is why it's so good to know the fiat. Jesus says, my origin in time was the fiat mihi of the Immaculate Mama, and therefore my work carries the mark of her fiat mihi. So her fiat mihi is in each sacramental host. And if a man rises again from sin, if the newborn is baptized, if heaven opens to receive souls, it is always the fiat mihi of my Mama that makes the mark, and that marks everything, follows everything, and from it everything proceeds. Oh, the power of the fiat. It rises at every instant. It multiplies and it becomes life of all goods. See, this is why God wants to hear from us fiat. The power that you receive to overcome your difficulties is astonishing. The worries, the fears, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativities are gone. Now I want to tell you why I ask for your fiat, for your yes in my holy divine will. I, God, prayed the prayer which I taught, and the fiat voluntas tua sequit in cielo et in terra, this prayer of so many centuries, of so many generations, to have its fulfillment and completion. This is why I, God, wanted another yes in my volition, another fiat containing the creative power. I, God, want the fiat that rises at every instant and multiplies in everyone. I, God, want in one soul, Luisa, my own fiat, which ascends to my throne and by its creative power brings upon earth the life of the fiat on earth as it is in heaven. I mean, this is why we love Luisa so much. She has done this by her sacrifice. Holy, holy moly, who is this Luisa Picaretta? Surprised and annihilated in nearness, I said, Jesus, what are you saying? Yet you know how bad and incapable of anything I am. And Jesus says, my daughter, it is my usual way to choose the most abject, unable, poor souls for my greatest works. Even my mama had nothing extraordinary in her exterior life, no miracles, not a sign that would distinguish her from other women. Her only distinction was perfect virtue, to which almost no one paid attention. And if to other saints I gave the distinction of miracles, I adorned others with my wounds. To my mama, nothing, nothing. Yet, Our Lady was the portent of portents, the miracle of miracles, the true, perfect, crucified, no one else like her. So that's what we have to know. She was perfectly crucified. Our Lady, how great Our Lady is. Volume 12, 124, 21. My daughter, the first fiat was pronounced in creation with no intervention of creature. The second fiat was the pronouncement of redemption, and I, God, wanted the intervention of the creature. So I chose my mama for the completion of the second fiat. Now, for the fulfillment of both, creation and redemption, I want to pronounce the third fiat, and I want to pronounce it through you, Luisa Picaretta. I have chosen you, Luisa Picaretta, for the fulfillment of the third fiat. This third fiat will bring to completion the glory and the honor of the fiat of creation, and it will be the confirmation of the development of the fruits of the fiat of redemption. These three fiats will conceal the most holy Trinity on earth, and I, God, will have the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. Now, what this is a great understanding. The Father wanted the reflection of the Trinity on earth. Okay? So he's going to show us what the reflection of the Holy Trinity on earth is. He says, these three fiats will be inseparable. Each one will be the life of the other. They will be one and triune, but distinct among themselves. My love wants it, my glory demands it. Having unleashed the first two fiats from the womb of my creative power, it wants to unleash the third fiat because my love can no longer contain it. In this, in order to complete the work which came from me, otherwise the works of creation and redemption would be incomplete. On hearing this, Luisa says, I was not only confused but stunned, and I said to myself, is all this possible? There are so many others, so many other souls. If it is true that he has chosen me, Luisa, it seems to me that this is one of the usual follies of Jesus. And then, what could I do or say from within a bed, half crippled and inept as I am? Could I ever face the multiplicity of the infinite, the fiat of creation, and the fiat of redemption? And since my fiat is similar to the other two fiats of Jesus and Mary, I must run together with Jesus and Mary, multiplying myself with them to do the good which they do, braid myself with them. Jesus, think of what you are doing. I'm not much for this work, but who can tell all the nonsense that I was saying? Now my sweet Jesus came back and he told me, my daughter, calm yourself. I choose whomever I please. However, know that I begin all of my works between myself and one creature. And when they are spread, and then they are spread. In fact, who was the first spectator of the fiat of my creation? Adam and then Eve. It surely wasn't a multitude of people. Only after years and years did crowds and multitudes of people come to become spectators of it. In the second fiat of my mama, I was the only spectator. Not even St. Joseph knew anything, and my mama found herself more than in your condition. The greatness of the creative power of my work, which Our Lady felt within herself, was such that, confused, Our Lady did not feel the strength to mention it to anyone. And if then St. Joseph knew, it was because I, God, manifested it to him. It was through the angel. So this fiat germinated like a seed within her virginal womb, and the ear of grain was formed and also multiplied it, and then it came to light of the day. But who were the spectators? Very few in the womb of Nazareth, my dear mama, and St. Joseph were the only spectators. And then when my most holy humanity grew up, I went out and made myself known, but not to everyone. Afterwards, it spread more, and it will still spread. See, the whole world will become Catholic. And so, the third fiat will be. The third fiat will germinate within you, Luisa Picaretta. The grain, ear of grain, will be formed, and only the priest, your spiritual director, will have knowledge of it. Then a few souls, and then it will spread. And then it will spread and will follow the same path as creation and redemption. The more crushed you, Luisa, feel, the more ear of the third fiat grows, and it is fundicated in you. Therefore, be attentive and be faithful. See, and that's what he wants. As we link ourselves to Luisa, we have to become more attentive, more faithful. This is what God is looking for. While praying, I was fusing all of myself in the divine will. See, that fusing is necessary to live in the divine will. We have to be fused with God. Now, fusing is like welding. Two pieces of metal are fused together. They're welded together, and they're inseparable. And it's the same thing here. When we fuse ourselves in the divine will, we become inseparable from God. So the more that we fuse ourselves, the more God can use us. And my sweet Jesus came out from my interior and throwing his arms around my neck, he told me, my daughter Luisa, with her love, with her prayers, with her annihilation, Mary, my mama, called me from heaven to earth to incarnate myself within her womb. And you, with your love and with your continuous dissolving of yourself in my holy divine will call my divine will to have life on earth within you, Luisa. And then you, Luisa, will give me life in other creatures. So where is it formed first? The divine will is formed first in Luisa. As Jesus was formed in the womb of Mary, the divine will, the fia voluntas tua, sicut in terra et in terra, that word, will enter into this Mary, and then it comes into us. See, this is, without Luisa, we can't possess this. However, you know that my mama called me from heaven to earth inside her womb, and since the act she did was a unique act, which will never be repeated again, I, God, enriched Our Lady with all graces. I endowed Our Lady with so much love as to make her surpassed the love of all creatures united together. I, God, gave Mary primacy in the privileges, in the glory, in everything. I could say that the whole of the Eternal One reduced himself to one single point and poured himself upon her torrents, poured herself upon Mary in torrents in immense seas, so much so that all, everyone, remained below Our Lady. She is so great. This is why, again, if you have a statue of Our Lady outside, make sure she's on a pedestal. Make sure there's a light on her. You know, I went by this church once, and it was a beautiful statue of Our Lady. And the pastor left, a new pastor came in, and he wouldn't turn the light on Our Lady. And I said to God, I said, you get me a statue like that, and I'll make sure Our Lady's got a light on her. The next week, I got a statue just like that, and I go, now I got to put a light on her. So how do I do this? So finally, it kind of... But God always answers your prayers because He wants His mother to be honored. You know, I remember when I went, I told you this once before, I went to a family and they wanted me to consecrate their house to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the house was huge, a huge mansion. I mean, it was right on the lake. It was beautiful. I mean, they had everything in this house. And so finally I get ready to, you know, say Mass, and I said, okay, where's your images of a Blessed Mother of Jesus, Mary? And they went, oh, and they ran out and they came back and they brought in these two little 3-inch statues. And I looked at them and I went, you call yourselves Catholic? I said, look at this house. Can you bring these little teeny things as your images of Jesus? I was never invited back to that house. I don't know why. But I mean, I was shocked. They spent all this money, and it's a beautiful house, but these little images, these little 3-inch images of Jesus and Mary. Plastic. See, do we love Jesus? Do we love Mary? Then we got to prove to God that we love them and everybody that comes to our house. You know, it's we want to show to everybody who our Lord is, who our mistress is. And again, when we do this, how glorious it is. So, okay. Vine 13, 11, 19, 21. My daughter, my agony in the garden was hard and painful, maybe more painful than that of the cross. In fact, if that was the fulfillment of the triumph over all, here in the garden it was the beginning of the sufferings are felt more at the beginning than when they are ended. But in this agony, the most harrowing pain was when all sins came before me one by one. My humanity comprehended all their enormity, and each crime carried the mark of death to a God, armed with a sword to kill me. Before the divinity, sin appeared to me so very horrifying and more horrible than death itself. And just comprehended what sin means, I felt I was dying, and I did really die. I cried out to the Father, but He was inexorable. Not even one was there to help me. So as not to let me die, I cried out to all creatures to have pity on me, but in vain. So my humanity languished. I was about to receive the last blow of death. But do you know who prevented the execution and sustained my holy humanity from dying? First was my inseparable mother. In hearing me ask for help, Our Lady flew to my side and sustained me. And I leaned my right arm on her, almost dying. I looked at her and I found in her the immensity of my divine will intact without ever a break between my will and hers. My divine will is life, and since the will of the Father was immovable and death was coming to me from creatures, another creature who enclosed the life of my divine will gave me life. And here is my Mama Mary, who in the portrait of my divine will conceived me and gave birth to me in time and now giving me life for a second time to let me accomplish the work of redemption through His crucifixion. I looked to my left and I found you, Luisa, the little daughter of my divine will. I found you, Luisa, as the first, following by other daughters of my divine will. Hopefully that's us. And since I wanted my mama with me as the first link of mercy through which we were open to the doors to all creatures, I wanted to lean my right arm on her. I wanted you as the first link of divine justice to prevent it from unloading itself upon all creatures as they deserve. Therefore, I wanted to lean my left arm on you so that you might sustain it together with me. With these two supports, I, Jesus, felt life come back to me. And as if I had not suffered anything with a firm step, I went to meet my enemy. In all the pains that I suffered during my passion, many of which were capable of giving me death, these two supports, Mary and Louisa, never left me. And when they saw me nearly dying, with my own will, with which they contained, they sustained me, as though giving me many sips of life, O prodigies of my divine will, who can ever count them and calculate their value? This is why I love so much Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will. I recognize my portrait in Louisa. I recognize my noble features in Louisa. I feel my own breath, my own voice, and if I did not love her, I would defraud myself. I would be like a father without offspring, without the noble cortege of his court, without the crown of his children. And if I did not have the offspring, the court, and the crown, how could I call myself a king? My kingdom is formed by those who live in my divine will. And from this kingdom, I choose the mother, I choose the queen, I choose the children, I choose the ministers, I choose the army, I choose the people. I am everything for them. And they are all for me. That's where we hope to be, in the kingdom, with Jesus as our Lord, our Master, our King, our Savior, our God, our all. So why don't we kneel and we'll pray the prayer of consecration to the divine will, and then we'll pray the glorification of the servant of God, and then we'll receive a blessing from the relic of the true cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Prayer of consecration to the Holy Divine Will. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your life, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors, and make me enter into it, to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your love, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light, that it may want to invest me in eclipse of everything that does not belong to you, in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever in the form of an illusion of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it, I shall always be happy. I shall have a new strength, the sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here, prostrate, I invoke the help of the steps that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Will, take me by the hand and close me in the light of the divine will. You will be my guide and my tender mother. You will guard your child and will teach me to live, to maintain myself, in order to become a house of the divine will. Celestial Sovereign, to hear your heart, trust my whole being. I will be a tiny little child of the divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive in listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me, so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into this sacred Eden, to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, nourish me, to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously, and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to fall out the will of God. Guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my deed may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. So
celestial court comes my help, and I promise you that it always in my will.
And now the prayer for the glorification of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. O August and most holy Trinity,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for the gift of holiness of your faithful servant, Luisa Picaretta. She lived with the Father and you I know, becoming under the action of the Holy Spirit in conformity with your Son, obedient even to death on the cross, making the most pleasing to you, thus cooperating in the work of redemption of mankind. Her virtue of obedience, humility, supreme love for Christ and the Church, lead us to ask you for the gift of her glorification on earth,
so that
your glory may shine before all, and your kingdom of truth, justice, and love may spread all over the world, in particular in Arizona.
Be helpful among us to our secret and chair and in terror.
We appeal to her merits to obtain from you, O Lord Eternity, the particular grace for which we pray to you,
with
the intention to fulfill your common will. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of all Saints.
Pray for
our
us.
Lady of America. Our Lady, Mother and Queen of the Holy Divine Will. Our Lady of Good Help. Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady of Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now we get the blessing of the relic of the true cross. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa, on this great feast of St. Lucy, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I have some holy oil up here for anybody who wants to be anointed and exercise salt and water. It will be in the back. God bless you.